Howdy, folks. Welcome to another episode of I Hope This Doesn't Suck. I'm going to jump right into it and say my laptop is really, really frustrating me. So I was like super stoked. I've gotten motivated lately. I've been like, yeah, let's get back on the podcast. Let's fucking do this shit. And I get into my office. Finally, you know, John's in bed, charged up my phone, charged everything I needed to charge, you know, everything all set up, computers set up, boom, let's fucking rock. And then I notice like my USB mic is doing nothing. I'm like, wait, okay, well, I know it's not the mic because this is an incredibly reputable mic. And obviously it wasn't now that you're hearing this. So I was like, okay, well, what the fuck's going on? Now I'm like, okay, let's see what happened. So I open up Audition and I'm like, cool, let's start this shit. And then like the whole thing just freezes, seizes up. It's like, hey, I see you're trying to be productive today. Too late, sucker. Better not try to be productive ever again. So I got very frustrated, which is, you know, not the greatest reaction to something of this nature, but unfortunately I did. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go on my Instagram. Let people know there's not going to be a new podcast. I'm going to see what the fuck I have to do to fix this fucking computer again. And yeah, but I realized that it was just this stupid fucking, this thing, Anchor 4 USB, I don't even know, hub that literally just died. It was like, hey, I see you're trying to use me. Nope. So now that that's all back and ready to rock and roll, folks, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I've got a couple things to talk about, and I'm just going to jump right in. So my biggest thing, I follow this gentleman on Instagram. His name is Corey Captures. Used to be Canon.Corey, super duper talented photographer, and he's starting a YouTube channel. Super cool guy. Definitely go check him out. I think it's Corey Captures on YouTube and Corey.Captures on Instagram. I don't know. It could be one or the other. But anyway, he put out a editing tutorial for his photos. And I was very curious because I get really curious. Like I'm obsessing over like finding good tones and stuff like that. And he has really great tones. And, you know, people like Short Stash, they inspire me to like really, really try to work on my tones and yada, yada. And I said tones a million times. Buzzword for today, guys. Goys. Guys. His tones. Anyway, so I watch his YouTube video and I see he's doing everything in Lightroom and I'm like, awesome. You know, I use Lightroom all the time for basically everything. And then I see that he was like, and this is when I switched to Photoshop. Now this raised a question in my mind. Obviously I finished watching his video, but I noticed everything that he did in Photoshop can pretty much be done in Lightroom. So if you're a photographer, not a composite creator or, you know, whatever, a visual artist or whatever, do you need Photoshop? And I think that the answer is yes and no, right? Because everything that he did in Photoshop can be done in Lightroom as well. I just noticed that. I was like, okay, well, I mean, you could have used an adjustment brush and just brought up the saturation or even fucked with the white balance or whatever. I mean, like, Lightroom is an incredibly powerful tool, and I think that Photoshop has been kind of, I don't want to say replaced by it, but it's definitely like just going out the door, you know what I mean? Like it's, I don't know. Like for instance, one of his processes was using the color channels just to make the yellow more vibrant, and I saw that, I mean, he was really just kind of like bumping up the yellow. Maybe he was changing the tint a little tiny bit, but I noticed that you could do that same sort of thing in Lightroom just using an adjustment brush, right? Now, this isn't me criticizing his process because obviously he's got killer work, sharpening on point. But that's the other thing. He sharpens using the high pass filter in Photoshop. But I noticed that in Lightroom, and I'm not like a professional sharpener by any means, but when you use the sharpening tool in Lightroom, when you hold Alt, this is going to be super fucking technical. When you hold Alt and you go to, I believe, the radius, maybe it's the detail, it basically shows you a high pass filter of like kind of what you're sharpening and allows you, you know, also allows you to mask it out. And I didn't see the reason to even go into Photoshop. Now, I want to open up the floor to you guys. What do you think? Do you think that, you know, Photoshop is still an absolutely necessity? I could have jump cut there, but I didn't because this is a YouTube video. Anyway, do you still think Photoshop is an absolute necessity for photographers these days? And again, this is strictly for photography. I'm not talking about composites. You know, obviously you can't do any of that kind of shit in Lightroom, you know, adding birds or changing the sky or whatever, you know, stuff like that. I still consider that completely composite-based work. But, I don't know. It just raised that question to me because I also saw Evan Ramft, who's another great photographer, do something similar in Photoshop today on one of his videos. He got this specific part of the photo that was orange, and he wanted to only mess with those certain areas. So he went into Photoshop, and then he selected all those areas and adjusted it on like a separate layer. But I feel like you can do that same exact thing again with the adjustment brush in Lightroom. Just select those areas, which would probably be even easier. Bump up the saturation, maybe bump up the white balance, and you got like more orange. I don't know. It's just me. Maybe I'm just a fucking tool who didn't start with the whole Photoshop thing. So like, I don't know. But yeah, that was just something that was on my mind. And I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think that Lightroom is kind of like the end all be all? If you know nothing about photo editing, do you think you could jump into Lightroom and learn it a little bit faster than you could like say Photoshop and still make high quality images? I tend to say yes. I think you can. I mean, unless you're doing very, very intensive stuff, you know, I mean, for portraits, I guess frequency separation to smooth out the skin. But I mean, even then, you've got like a clone stamp. I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter. But I'm just curious what you guys think. So another thing that happened in the last week is Sony announced their new camera, their APS-C new camera, and there were a bunch of rumors going around saying like this is going to be the A7000 coming out, and what they announced was underwhelming to say the least. It's not a bad thing. I don't think that what they released is at all a bad thing. However, I was very like, oh, okay. Basically, they released the successor to the A5100. It's the A6400, which you'd think would be the successor to the A6300, but it's really more like this A5100 because it's got like a flip-up screen. And it's like, hey, we can now vlog. And something that really bugs me is a lot of people are like, well, you can't fucking vlog if the microphone's not in the hot shoe. It's a super easy fix. It's literally like $5. Okay. It doesn't matter. But anyway, the point I want to get across is that they released a very meh camera for like the totally right price. The A6400 is, I believe, $899, so it's $900, which is still, you know, it's a chunk of change. You know, the average person isn't gonna like throw down almost $1,000. But the features within it are really great. Are they better than my A6500? Fuck no. They didn't put in IBIS. The only thing that's actually a little bit better is probably the updated autofocus and the picture profile HLG high log gamma. Super duper fucking awesome picture profile. And Sony, please, 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 holy shit, please just release a fucking firmware update for my camera so I can use that profile too. Because I don't have the money to drop on an A7 III. It's not that hard. Like, just fucking release a firmware update. Just like channel your inner Fujifilm and like make your cameras more relevant. Like, I don't want to say more relevant, but I want like just make them more future proof, man. Like give me that high log gamma. Come on. It can't be that hard. And you know that everybody would love you for doing it. Maybe it is fucking hard. I don't know. But the A6400, the point is, really, really cool little camera. It was, like I said, meh for the right price. If you're into photography or you want to start a vlog, it's a really, really awesome little option. Get yourself a little L bracket, throw a fucking cold shoe on the side. You can mount your mic that way. And then you can see yourself with a flip up, you know, screen, whatever. But if you don't, if you're not really worried about vlogging or something like that, I would say get the A6500. It's better. It's like $300 more and just way worth it. And then to end today's episode, over the weekend, my son had his 6th birthday, which was just, it's so crazy. He's 6 years old. That's so weird to me. I have a hard time fathoming, like, my son, my boy, my little Bean Bean, as I call him, is now 6 years old. That's just insane to me. I'm so proud of the boy that he is and is becoming, and he's just so damn smart and like blows my mind every single day. But we threw a party for him, and it was crazy as shit, honestly. Like, so many kids were just chilling and going crazy, and a lot of kids from his class showed up, but they showed up, like, they called an RSVP day of, and I was just like, ah! Like, I had to run around like a chicken with my head cut off to get all the food and everything organized for the day, and it was just like, it was a crazy, crazy event. They had this huge bounce house, and I swear to God, the kids were like a horde that just like they amalgamated into one giant child, and they just stormed around the house and like went crazy running around and all sorts of fun stuff. But yeah, I mean, it was just a really awesome time. You know, I could tell that he had like just an amazing time, and that all we really wanted was for him to have like the best possible time that he could. And I think that he did. You know, because he got a lot of really cool stuff, really, really crazy. Like some of the parents of his classmates kind of went all out, which was pretty crazy and really thankful for that. Like, thank you guys all very much. I highly doubt you're ever going to listen to my podcast, but if you do, thanks. But yes. And then, I don't know. It's just crazy to reflect. It's crazy to reflect. I made a video for his 6th birthday with You Are My Sunshine backing it, and it was really, really great. My wife wanted a video for his 6th birthday, and I originally made one with a song that I had from Epidemic Sound, and it read as like too sad, right? Because it's this really, really, really long build up to a like semi lackluster drop that wasn't really like bumping or anything, but I saw it as more of an intense sort of thing. But I guess it read is a little bit more of sad than anything, and obviously that's not the emotion you want to get across for his birthday. So I recut it, and I went through the old footage that I had of him from like when I made the video for Mother's Day, when I made the video for, well, I didn't actually make a video, but when I was recording on Halloween, and then I was looking through some of the stuff. Yeah, it was all the Halloween stuff, and then like I recorded some stuff expressly for this video, and seeing the way that he grows and changes and acts more like me and looks more like me every day is just really, really, wow. It's really, really weird and incredible. It's the greatest feeling in the world. And I don't know. I just really wanted to get that across. Like, it's crazy. Life's so fucking crazy. Like, he's 6, like when the fuck, he's still like a little baby to me, and he always will be, and that's just like so fucking wild. He's now 6, he's going into first grade this year. Guys, like, even if like you don't listen to this because you want to hear about any of this, like, just like, you got to appreciate, that's fucking nuts. I live in my childhood home where I am now raising my own child. It's like this, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. It's a beautiful thing. And to think about this, like, it's just, my God, I can't even. And folks, that's where I'm going to leave it for the night. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you're still listening since day one, shout out to you. If you're listening since now, maybe go check out some of the older episodes. Real quick, I did switch back to Anchor really upped their game, and I figured, you know, I started there, might as well switch back over there. It's a little bit easier. I get a little bit more insight to the back end. And also, if you want to support my podcast, which, like, obviously you don't have to, but I can make that an option as well. So if you want to support it monthly, you know, whatever, you can do that, which would be really appreciated. And yeah, so folks, thanks so much again for listening. If you're listening to the daytime, if you're... Fuck, I've got mush mouth. If you're listening during the daytime or the nighttime, I hope it's a great time. And, well, that's it.